I love my Azuna Fresh. I have it placed all over my house because there is nothing worse than walking into a room and being hit by a bad smell or like an air freshener that tries to mask some. What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me personally. I've bathed.
No, not you. Oh, okay. But I do have kids and I have a dog. So there are some like stinky smells in my house. Not anymore because I use Azuna Fresh.
And Azuna is fresh, right? Yeah.
Best of all, each jar lasts for 60 to 90 days. That's a long time. So Azuna Fresh is an antimicrobial plant-based odor eliminator. It's organic and natural and all that good stuff. So I don't have to worry about all those toxins and chemicals and stuff that are in other air fresheners because it's all natural and safe, which is great because I have kids.
It eliminates bacteria, mold, mildew, and fungus from the air with no weird chemical toxins. Isn't that amazing?
That's what I said. And it doesn't even like mask.
No, from the air.
We both love Azuna Fresh and you will love Azuna Fresh too. So right now I've got a special offer for our listeners. It's 20% off your purchase. Go to AzunaFresh.com today and use promo code Howie for 20% off your new favorite odor eliminator. That's promo code H-O-W-I-E at A-Z-U-N-A Fresh.
Jackie, can I just say you're really good at spelling?
Thanks.
You can't see this where you're listening, but my daughter's dancing to this. My daughter, Jacqueline Schultz, is here with me. I'm Howie Mandel. This is Howie Mandel doing stuff.
No, does stuff. Does stuff.
No, that's the name of the show. Mm-hmm. I'm telling them what's happening right now is me doing stuff, like introducing the show.
Ah, got it. You know what I was doing?
Dancing.
Yeah. Have you seen on TikTok that trend, the white girl dancing? Where people have to dance like a white girl?
I would imagine for you, that's not a real stretch.
Nope. Yep, that's what I was doing.
There's white girl dancing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that there's, you know, everybody's really sensitive these days. So I hope nobody else dances like that because that would be cultural.
No, that's what it is. It's everyone else making fun of the way white girls dance.
How do white girls dance?
Apparently, they dance on the one and the three instead of the two and the four. So not really on beat or rhythm, but with their hands like in the air and like kind of bopping around. And there's like a lot of pointing, you know, their hands are just doing too
much. The way, I mean, people aren't here. You can watch us on YouTube and see. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine the people that are just listening to this mm-hmm. with their hands waving in the air, jumping up and down. That sounds more not so much like a dance, like screaming for help. You know what I learned today?
What?
Somebody sent me an offer mm-hmm. to go get Scrotox.
What's Scrotox?
It's like Botox for your scrotum.
No.
No, I'm telling you that I got a coupon to go get Scrotox. And you know what's weird? You don't know that you need it, but when I smile or laugh, I think that there's a lot of creases in my testicles. I got laugh lines.
Why would anyone do that? Like, why is that a thing?
I've never heard. Look up Scrotox.
I've heard of anal bleaching.
I know. Anal bleaching, we all know.
There's like bedazzling your hoo-ha area. I've heard of that. I've never heard of.
That's not actual bedazzling because I bought one of those bedazzlers once, and they, you know, it's a you stick a sharp thing through and click it on like a stapler.
No, you don't do that to your vagina.
No, I know. I don't have a vagina. But the thing is that the Scrotox, have you guys been looking it up? Is it there? Oh, there it is.
Put cherries? What is that?
What is that? There's Botox for your balls, and it's called Scrotox?
Scrotox.
Would you want your wrinkliest bits ironed out? But you look... You know, wouldn't it be great to, like, be able to pull down your pants and go, no, you're not 65 with those balls? You have the balls of a young child.
Wait, do balls get wrinklier? Who cares, though? Who cares about wrinkly scrotums? Why would anyone do that?
I'm not dating. I don't know. I mean, ladies, do you want to speak up to what this, is there any upside? Downside.
Like, have you ever been down there where you're like, nope, can't do it, too wrinkly? They're not even looking at us right now. They don't want to participate in this conversation.
Is this a bad question to ask? Mackenzie.
I mean, I'm not a man, but I feel like the balls just hang lower with time, right? So I don't really know if wrinkles are like the big issue.
It's the length in which they hang.
Which, you know, some women might like, so.
So instead of scrotox, they should be getting facelifts for their balls.
Base lifts. A base lift.
Do they do that?
What?
Base lifts?
I don't know. Women have vaginal rejuvenation, but I don't think men have. This is a new thing to me, scrotox. Here it is.
Ah, look at those pictures.
Right. No, but that's good. So this shows you the before and afters. Scrotox, before and after. Wait.
What?
Oh, look what he did in this one. So there's one picture here where his member looks twice as long after scrotox. But what they did with the scrotox is they took away the size. So like maybe it's how big his penis looks.
Oh, it's for the size of your pee-pee.
No.
Because if it does make it so it doesn't hang as low, which then makes it so your penis hangs lower and makes it look longer. I get it. I get why people would do it. It's not for the wrinkly.
True.
Yeah, it is. It's not for the wrinkliness.
I think that's true. I think it is.
You didn't know. You never heard about it before I showed up today.
I agree with Jackie's logic.
Let's talk to the guys. Guys, would you get scrotox, Kyle?
Yeah, see?
Okay, well, here's what it is. According to this picture I'm reading, as well as smoothing the skin, scrotox allows the testicles to hang down further and appear bigger.
It's the opposite?
Mackenzie.
Why would you want your testicles to hang down further?
Oh, you know why? Because if they remove the wrinkles, they're stretching out the ball sack. So that's bad for your Achilles, I think.
I feel like from like an evolutionary standpoint.
Oh, we're getting.
Women, I guess, prefer lower hanging balls because it means that the man is more qualified to be a father to the child.
Oh.
What?
No, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, if it looks like they have bigger balls, which is where the sperm comes from, then you would think the women would be more attracted to that because the whole purpose is to procreate, right?
It's subconscious, but yes.
Really? So
I mean, I wouldn't.
Are you single, Mackenzie?
No.
No. I'm just saying. And is that what attracted you to your significant other?
Who's to say?
You. Do you guys go to the post office and you pay like for stamps and things like that? Well, there's a new way of doing things, kids. Stamp.com. I don't go to the post office anymore.
I don't go anymore either because this is so much easier. I mean, why go somewhere when you can stay home and get everything done from the comfort of your own home? You don't even have to change. You can wear your pajamas.
And which we've been doing on Zoom and we've been doing it. Some of these things that we've been doing during the pandemic will stick. And stamps.com is one that'll stick. It brings the service of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your own computer. It's a must-have for any business. I think it's a must-have for anybody, whether you're a small office sending invoices or a side hustle Etsy shop shipping out orders. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. It's amazing.
Yeah. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. That's a lot. You want some extra cash? Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There is no risk. And with my promo code or our promo code, I guess it's more your promo code.
No, this is your promo code now. Okay.
The promo code is Howie. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Howie. That's stamps.com, promo code Howie.
What'd you have for breakfast today, Jackie?
Magic spoon, like every other day. It is my absolute favorite. I say this every time. I cannot go without my magic spoon in the morning now.
And for those that don't know, magic spoon is a like cereals like we had when we were kids, but there's a big difference. The taste is good. It's sweet like it always was, but this is healthy.
Right? Yeah. It has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 104 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free, which is great, especially for mom, because mom's like the queen of free everything.
Like, she's a health nut.
Yeah, I love it. What I love most about Magic Spoon is you can mix the flavors. I've said this a bunch of times before. My favorite is chocolate and peanut butter. Give it a try. I swear you will love it.
All right. So go to magicspoon.com/Howie to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Howie at the checkout to save $5 off your order.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Howie and use the code Howie to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Didn't you used to do something with your balls in newspapers when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Silly putty.
Yes, you remember that. I told him.
I don't remember it because I ever saw it.
No, but I don't know if anybody ever did that. Did anybody here ever take like silly putty and you put it on the comic strips? And then when you peel off the silly putty, you can see the pictures of the comics. Have you ever done that? Kyle did that. You did that? So when I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of money and my parents wouldn't buy me silly putty. So on hot summer nights, I would do that with my testicles, where I would sit on the counter on the comics and I would press my testicles onto the comic strips. And then when I sat up, all the comic strips were on my testicles.
Is that where you read it from?
No, that's where the rest of the class read it from. I was known as Howie Funny Nuts.
Oh my God. That was your nickname?
Howie Funny Nuts.
Is that how you got kicked out of school?
No.
No?
No, that had nothing to do with that. That wasn't, I didn't do that at school.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that at school. I'm a lot more responsible than that.
This reminds me, you know, I've been looking at Reddit, like Reddit posts and stuff, and mm-hmm. I came across Reddit, right? Do you ever look at the posts?
Yeah.
Some of them are super funny. I came across one that was asking about stuff they didn't know about women. What funny things did you think about women's anatomy before you learned the truth? And some of these comments were crazy. I'd imagine it's a lot like my misunderstanding of the penis and the balls and wanting it to be larger and stuff like that.
Like things like, I was surprised to find out that the man in the boat won't answer me. No.
Oh, I lost the comments that I was saving. But like one of them, for example, was my closest guy friend, I'm a girl, and I were hanging out after school one day. I said something that Play poked fun at him, and as a retort, he flicked one of my boobs and said, "There, now I just scrambled your eggs." I had no idea what he was talking about, so after I pressed him, he admitted he thought that your ovaries and eggs were located in your boobs. We had gone to the same school since kindergarten, and at the time we were 16. I've never let him live it down. So he literally thought her ovaries and her eggs were in her boobs. He flicked her boob, and he said, "I scrambled your eggs."
Well, that's just a stupid guy.
No, the list goes on and on of comments like this.
But most people know that that your breasts hold your urine, not your eggs.
Here's another. When I was a little kid, I knew that girls didn't have penises, but I thought they still had balls. So girls still had balls, but no penises.
Hmm. You thought, why would they think that?
I don't know.
What? You don't know why. You thought that. But that's just, these are
the stupid. I didn't think that.
I don't think that these are well-known misnomers. I think that these are just, there's a lot of stupid people.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if there's people on, like, even on Instagram Live now that kind of, I'm telling them live. We're going on Instagram Live so we can get, like, feedback that I'm telling them that, we're on our podcast now. And your contention. You contend that people don't know a lot about the other gender.
The other gender. I don't think women know enough about, maybe women know more about men.
Oh, here, look who joined. It's Preacher. Preacher but Lawson men, is here.
Wait, can I give you another one?
Yes.
I was only 9 at the time. My friend told me that people shit in different colors, that girls shit in colors such as pink, yellow, and all. He also claimed that he got the blue color. I was just so devastated that I got the brown color.
Why?
Because he didn't want brown. He wanted a different color.
So we're talking about, I'm on the podcast and I'm talking to my daughter. She's saying like people don't understand how the anatomy works. And there's a lot of misnomers and things we thought when we were kids. So you remember Preacher Lawson? Do you know Preacher? I love Preacher. Preacher's one of the funniest guys ever I ever met. He's on, maybe I'll see if I can bring him up here. Because he talks about the difference and he's like dating. You got to talk to a guy that's dating and see if he ever...
All right. Well, I was going to ask Alex, but...
Go ahead. Go ask Alex.
No, he's not dating. Anyone else?
No, but did anybody there or in your dating, Mackenzie or Carrie or whatever, have you ever dated a guy that didn't, like, was so misinformed you had to...
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
When I was 8, this kid on the playground informed the group that all women have 2 penises.
All women have 2 penises.
And this person actually thought this until he hooked up with a girl.
Who had 3.
Yeah.
And then it was... That's so weird.
My husband thought women's eggs only release by an orgasm. He didn't realize it was a monthly cycle. This is like an ongoing thing. This is like...
Like people know nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Didn't we do sex ed in school? Like what did they
Who
teach us?
Who listened to sex ed?
I did.
You listened?
Yeah.
So you learned everything
what?
You know...
Don't you remember when I came home what I said?
I do.
Yeah.
Vagina.
We learned how to...
I said, what did you learn in school today? That was in elementary school, right? Like
fifth grade.
Fifth grade, yeah. And we're sitting around. We wanted to always have like a good family dinner. And we could say, what did you do today? Tell us about your day. And we'd sit there with the kids. And Jackie said, can I show you what I learned today? And we're sitting there eating. And then I go, Jackie, what did you learn? Vagina. And I go, well, what did you learn? Is that syllables? Is that about syllables? What did you learn?
I think it was because we were learning about syllables too. So they just like incorporated.
Oh, wait, that was just in your reading class?
No, but the sex ed teacher came into our normal class. So I think they were trying to like incorporate everything all into one. Wait, here's one. Until I was like 16, I thought that baby sex and pee happened in the exact same hole. I feel like you think that too, because you've said.
You feel like I think that?
Yes, because you've said a number of times about tampons, like all this stuff about missing a hole or stopping pee or like, you've said that. Do you think they all come out of the same hole?
No, I think you have a urethra inside your, after the opening of your vagina. I don't think. And when I said the wrong hole, I was saying that do people put tampons in their ass instead of their, that's what I was asking. And I wasn't asking, and I wasn't talking to you about it. And we've never had this discussion. Why are you laughing at that?
I don't know. Speaking of babies, though, we can keep going with these. But speaking of babies, have you seen that? I'm obsessed with TikTok, by the way. I watch it all night long. But there's another new trend where they reveal to a person that they met for like one night or a weekend that they have a baby. Have you seen that?
No.
What side of TikTok are you on, Dad? You watch TikTok all day long. How do you not see these trends?
Where they had a baby and they didn't know it?
Yeah, they're revealing to their significant others, or not significant others. They're revealing to someone they hooked up with once at like a party or like on a cruise a long time ago. Like, hey, guess what? You have a kid who's now 4 years old.
That doesn't sound as weird as I heard this week that there was a woman on a plane that delivered a baby on a flight and she had no idea she was pregnant. I think when the pregnant person...
She didn't know she was pregnant?
No, but haven't you ever seen that? There was a TV show, a series too, where there was a lot of women who were pregnant and didn't know they were pregnant and gave birth. I think that's pretty common.
That happened to someone I went to high school with, actually.
What?
What? You're full of great information.
And apparently you're calling in from your prom. Because I heard the music is still playing. Is
no, that's the trend.
Wait,
I was
somebody,
talking
about. Somebody in... Oh, that's the trend?
Yeah, I'll show you in a second. But now I want to hear more about the girl that didn't know she was pregnant.
I honestly have... I don't have, like, too many details because I wasn't really friends with her. Mm-hmm. But, like, 2 years after we graduated, I just heard she had a baby and she was on the toilet. And
I've heard that too.
Came out, yeah. But like, she's like a stick, so I guess she didn't gain that much weight. I don't know.
But can you imagine to think you got to take a shit and then you find out, no, I'm a parent. And you got to find out before you flush. Because if you flush, that's worse than like adoption, isn't
it? How do you not know? I was under the impression, and maybe I'll get in trouble for this. I don't know if this is wrong. Ooh. But I was under the impression that for the most part, the people that didn't know that they were pregnant were overweight. And so they didn't notice.
She just.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised. And so they didn't like see the weight gain necessarily. And also there was problems with like their period anyway. So they weren't regular. But I guess it can happen to
anyone. To your first point, my mother... Uh-huh. Tells me, you know, my mother all her life had a horrible back. Mm-hmm. And my mother was like an athlete and she had like a six pack. Mm-hmm. And when she got pregnant with me, she showed me a picture of her at about 7 months pregnant. And I defy you to tell me that the woman in the picture is pregnant. And what happened is because I couldn't expand out of when I was growing in her womb, mm-hmm. we couldn't push against her muscles in her stomach. Mm-hmm. So I guess I pushed against her spine and dislocated a disc. Oh. So just from the way that you would look, you wouldn't know that she was pregnant. So you don't have to be overweight to not look pregnant, but you should know you are. What is this?
This is the trend I was telling you about. And there's so many of these. I haven't seen this one in particular. I don't know if this is the exact same one, but there's so many of these and these are real. This is like to the guy I spent the summer with. And these are all pictures and videos of the guy she spent the summer with. Yeah. And then guess what? This is your son.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, but that doesn't seem like so weird. Like, so he spent time with her, then they parted ways, and then she shows him what happened from...
Wait a second. This is a whole different topic than not knowing that you were pregnant. This is, hey, we hooked up one summer or once or something at a concert, never talked again, you didn't even know I was pregnant, and then they're taking the opportunity and a trend on TikTok to let them know that they have a baby. Like, otherwise, they wouldn't have let them know. Like, this is just TikTok.
Yeah,
and a
he
would have
gotten a phone call. I think that's pretty common.
No, some of these are like 4-year-old kids, 5-year-old kids.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Maybe it happens a lot.
What does this have to do with not knowing you're pregnant?
Nothing. You went to that.
I did?
I think so, yeah. You went to that.
Oh, I was reminiscing with Mackenzie about her high school days.
Yeah.
Oh, so then I just misunderstood the whole topic.
Yeah, no. The topic is they have no idea. The guy has no idea that he had a baby or got someone pregnant. And they're using a TikTok trend to tell them that they have a baby.
Right. And I see what you're saying. When something as gravitas as becoming a parent happens, you need to share that news on Instagram, people, not on TikTok.
Wait, I have an actual question, though, that relates to this and Sex and the City. There was a whole episode about it. Do you think that a woman should tell a guy if she's pregnant? And she doesn't, and she's not necessarily going to keep the baby.
Well, even if she is going to keep the baby, yes. No, you know what? Go ahead.
That's not what I mean. Okay. Do you think no matter what happens or her decision, do you think that she should tell the other person, the father?
Absolutely. You don't?
I don't know. If you already made the decision that you weren't going to bring the baby into this world for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason may be, like, and it was just a one-night stand or a fling, do you really need to bring that up and complicate things? Because the choice is up to the woman, right?
But shouldn't that choice be shared with the...
But it's the woman's
body.
But what? What if I gave you an opportunity to say, listen, you say you don't want to raise it and you don't want to have the baby. If you have the baby, even instead of adoption, what if I said I'll raise it?
But that's the thing with women. That's the difference between women and men. It's not just about raising the baby. You're asking the woman to like mess with her whole body in order to have the baby. Like there's a lot of stuff that could go wrong and a lot of long-term effects after having a baby, no?
I don't. Yes.
Is this too serious?
No, it's not serious, but I'm just saying that I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, on Sex and the City.
What happened?
They ended up telling the guy. Like, Miranda ended up telling Steve, and they raised the baby. But that's because she decided to raise the baby with Steve and have the baby.
You know what's funny? There's a story about somebody, and then we'll move on from this. But there was a story about somebody who created a paternity suit to Jackie Mason. Remember Jackie Mason, the comedian? I'll tell you, you don't do that, and you do this. You know who that is, right?
I guess you're older than I am.
Yeah, do you know that guy?
No.
He talks like that. He talks like that. But I'm just telling you, he talks like that. Okay. And he was a well-known comedian at the time. He was on Broadway. Anyway, apparently, like 10 years after he was with this woman, a woman came forward with a paternity suit. There's Jackie Mason.
Okay.
Came forward with a paternity suit. Like she didn't know. He doesn't even remember spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have. He's not married, and he had. They're both adults, and it was consensual. And apparently, she got pregnant, and she had the baby. And now she's claiming it's his baby. Mm-hmm. He's denying it. They went to court, and this 10-year-old kid spoke in court, and the 10-year-old kid is going, "Listen, I don't know who my dad is. My mom tells me who my dad." And he started talking like that, and I was just laughing hysterically. But I don't know how that paternity suit turned out, and if you know. You know, let us know. But I thought that was really funny. But I do agree with Rich that people should know.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I even have a strong opinion. I like to play devil's advocate.
All right. Let's take a break for a second, and then we're going to come back with something really special.
I have to tell you about an amazing new service I found called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to travel photos sitting on your phone. And with Father's Day around the corner, Framebridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact,
spoiler!
What? For you?
Well, Father's Day is around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Why am I even telling you?
Go ahead.
In fact, select gifts ship next day. So I haven't ordered it yet, but I still have time. Just upload your photo and order by Tuesday, June 15th for guaranteed free delivery in time for Father's Day.
Wow.
Yeah, here's how it works.
That's amazing. You just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo. And you can preview the item online in any frame style, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you. This is going to be my gift. Instead of hundreds that you'd pay at a traditional framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will be getting 15% off the first order at framebridge.com when they use my code Howie.
So order a custom gift for any dad in your life in minutes. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Howie. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code Howie. That's framebridge.com, promo code Howie.
You're the mom of two and you're busy on social media. And, you know, you also have a podcast. So what happens to you when you don't get enough sleep? How, Jackie, does it affect your day, your mood, your productivity? Are you getting out of bed feeling ready for the day ahead? Or are you dreading it?
I'm dreading it. When I don't get enough sleep, it really, really affects me. I'm tired. I'm sluggish. I can't really mom. Momming is now a verb. I can't really do the whole mom thing when I'm tired and don't get enough sleep. So,
well,
yeah,
you know,
sleep is
answer?
Important.
Well, you know what the answer is?
Huh.
Gravity Blanket. It's a top-rated weighted blanket that helps you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. The only blanket that's proven to improve sleep quality, with 78% of the people reporting a better night's sleep when using Gravity. 78% of the people that bought it said they got a better night's sleep.
Approximately 60% of users reported Gravity helped reduce overall levels of stress, which is great for us because we are filled with stress. So it's the perfect Father's Day gift. Oh no, Dad, plug your ears.
Okay.
It's the perfect Father's Day gift. Give Dad the gift of rest and relaxation. Go to gravityblanket.com and check out the weighted blankets, weighted sleep mask, and weighted robes. Use promo code Howie to get 20% off your purchase. That's gravityblankets.com and use code Howie to get 20% off the blanket that everyone is talking about.
That's what they've been talking about.
You were supposed to plug your ears.
All right, we got a special guest in studio, the one and only Gigi Gorgeous.
Hey, hey.
Do you go by full Gigi Gorgeous or just Gigi?
Whatever.
Or okay, whatever. Triple G?
Triple G. G cubed.
G cubed.
Gigi Gorgeous Getty, yes.
Yes. We have a lot in common, Gigi.
Like what?
We're Canadian.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I was talking to my friends on the way over here. Canadian, yeah. Brother, sister. Love it.
Yeah. So you're a Canadian, but you're from Montreal.
Montreal, yeah. Born. And then we moved to the Toronto area when
Where?
I was like two. Mississauga and like Burlington.
I worked Hamilton. In, I know Mississauga and I know Burlington. I worked in Mississauga on Dixon Road and I had a store in Hamilton.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, I was in the carpet business. I'm a lot older than you, but I left way before you were born.
Okay.
But I know we have a lot in common. The guy that works with me for 30 years, Rich, do you know what you have in common with Gigi?
No.
You both were this close to being in the Olympics.
Oh my, I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
For what sport?
Diving.
You were diving too?
You were a diver?
Yes.
No way,
how
yeah.
Did you
springboard
that?
And platform. Yeah. I was national champion. I was
That's
like going
crazy.
For it.
Yeah, I was third in the state in Tennessee, but it was, yeah.
What were you it? Like platform or
yeah,
three
Yeah, platform, 3 meter, yeah, all that stuff. And
oh my God.
That's so cool.
It's so rare to meet another diver.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's like, oh, do you do the breaststroke? I'm like, no, diving, not swimming.
That's really cool.
Do you ever get hurt?
Oh yeah, tons of times. Hitting the board.
Well, who was the, what's his name with Luke? What's the,
Greg Louganis?
The Olympic diver?
Greg Louganis.
Oh, Greg Louganis.
Remember Greg Louganis? Remember, that was really weird. Do you know who Greg Louganis is,
no.
Jackie?
He okay. was like the diver. He basically
not
put
only,
diving like on the map.
Well, he did, but he put diving on the map when AIDS became the big hoopla in Hollywood. Like everybody was afraid and they just started talking about it and everybody was really scared of it. Mm-hmm. And I think he came forward and said he was HIV positive,
mm-hmm,
right? I'm not. And then he was in the Olympics and he did this dive and he smacked his head on the board live on live TV in the Olympics and his head just split open and the blood was all in the pool. But there was this added worry, you know, for HIV, which, but he's been a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. That's like every diver's worst nightmare to hit the board, especially during competition, like let alone. It's scary, but in competition, it's just like game over. Everyone's watching you. It's silent.
Did you do that?
I've done that, yeah.
So you're doing a backflip?
I haven't hit my head, though. I just like my feet and my arms like and my hair sometimes would like hit, like scrape or like graze the tower.
And when you feel your hair graze the tower, do you still have the same wherewithal to remain in? Or you go, I fucked up! And you're just flailing and then it's
know.
A belly flop.
I feel like it's a little bit of both. Like you're kind of in the zone. Like it happens so fast that you're like kind of just going for it. But you kind of know also in the air. You're like, oh my God. Well, thank Jesus I didn't hit my head.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm a Jew. But... But and then I was wondering, because I've been following you for a long time. I think you started on YouTube in 2008.
Yeah, 2008. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was watching you on YouTube. And I was wondering when Fox came up with that show, Celebrity Diving, did you ever try to get on that? Because you would have won.
I don't remember. I feel like it would be unfair, though, because I was like literally trained by professionals.
But they do that with the dance shows. You know that dance competition where celebrities dance and they have actual dancers that they...
Dancing with the Stars?
That's what...
Yeah, isn't that like cheating if there's like a full-on dancer on
yes.
it?
Yes, and it's usually those people that end up winning, so it's not really fair.
But it's not like she was... You're not a gold medalist.
Well, I am in Canada. I was national champion.
Did you go to the Olympics?
No. I was 2 years and then I quit. I just fell out of love with it.
That's a lot. You put in a lot of time and effort and then walk away from
it. I did. But I was like going through a lot. I feel like if I'm not in love with something, I can't keep doing it. So I started YouTube like literally like a year or two after I quit. So it was like kind of something was like brewing inside myself. I wasn't out. You know, I wasn't really happy with who I was. And also I feel like people who aren't like fully okay with their gender sometimes, well, in a lot of cases that I know from like friends and stuff, go full on the other way. So I was like really trying to be an athlete. I was trying to prove myself. And then when I started looking inward and inside myself, I was like, I feel like I have like more feminine energy going on. I don't want to be an athlete. This is not what I'm in love
with. You just come to that at that age? It seems kind of late in, what when, 2008
is? 2008, I was 15, I think. Oh, so you're still 15 or 16.
And you started on YouTube like way at the beginning. You're yes. OG, you, before they were even paying or monetizing anything,
yes,
right?
It was definitely before ads. It was before a lot of people. I feel like it used to just be like gaming stuff and like tutorials for like Photoshop.
But you started doing makeup tutorials,
yes,
right?
There was also like a couple girls on there doing makeup tutorials and I looked up to them a lot. I was like, oh my God, I want to like start learning makeup, getting good at it, building a collection. And that's
what you're doing now, right? You have a line. Is it Ipsy?
With Ipsy, yes. It was a limited edition line, Gigi Gorgeous Cosmetics.
Is it still available?
You can find it on like eBay and Amazon, but it was limited, so it's discontinued.
And so what is the future? Are you going to try to put together another line as a makeup fashion?
Yes. I'm actually working on something right now I can't talk about, but
thank God you are on our podcast to promote something that you are not allowed
to
talk about.
Not able to talk about, yeah.
That's how avant-garde this is. No, but we're going to promote the hell out of it. Go to her site and see that.
I'll give you the collection.
I feel like you're the only one, too, that is not involved in drama. Every time I look at, like, all the makeup people, Tati, James,
yes,
Charles.
That's
like
also
everyone,
a thing about YouTube
the guy,
now.
The guy that lives down the street from us now, he just lost, she just lost her whole, what's his?
Jeffree Star.
Just broke his neck?
Yeah. Well, I think he got in a car accident in his back.
Yeah.
It's his back.
Yeah.
Oh, but God, didn't he get
so
in
scary.
Trouble?
He was in drama. I think Nikki was in drama. She was never in drama. James was, Tati was, but like, I feel like
it's
a whole world.
People are waiting. Yeah. I feel like they're waiting to pounce. Everyone is very, very, it's like a magnifying glass is on you now.
Why not
online.
You?
I'm a good girl. Yeah. I really am. Like, I don't have drama with like friendships or like my relationships. I feel like it kind of like.
Well, you're not in a lot of relationships. You're married.
I'm married. No, like with friends and stuff. Or like my parent, like my dad or like my extended family. I'm just like not a drama filled person. So I feel like that kind of reflects in people's careers. If that, you know.
Yeah.
Are you still close to your family back in Canada?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to see them in next week.
I was just going to ask you, is it hard to get in and out of Canada now? But for those that don't know, Canada is suffering a lot more than we are down here in the States.
It is like literally like the worst country in the world, I think, right now.
No, India is.
Oh, yeah. No, but being so dramatic right after saying
I'm not dramatic. I'm not dramatic. I'm just saying that Canada is the absolute worst. Yeah. But I'm not a drama queen. So she's married to Nats Getty.
Yes,
right?
Getty, yes. 2 years in July.
Yeah.
We're gonna be
and you guys
so
had the wedding of the century. Two weddings, I think.
Mindy.
Right?
Mindy actually married you, too.
Mindy did. Yeah, it was actually her first. You know Mindy Weiss.
Mindy did her bat mitzvah, her wedding.
Oh,
and
you guys are like working with Mindy.
Yeah,
she's the fucking best. Like, so much stress up to the wedding.
Well, let's do it. Let's just say this is our bougie moment on this podcast.
It was my bougie moment, too. It was not a casual day. Like, we balled out for that wedding. But it was so worth it.
Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is.
I have to tell you, I came to your wedding. I never leave my house ever. And I went and my daughter was very upset that I left. And then I showed pictures and she's like, a Disney princess wedding? You didn't bring me? It was a Disney
so
princess?
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cute.
She wanted beautiful. To come today. Yeah. To see the Disney princess. Yeah.
I would do it all over again.
So
I really would.
So when you at a Getty wedding or event.
Yes.
You hire a photographer.
Of course. Yeah, like any wedding, you hire a photographer.
No, I know, but don't you think that there would be more pressure?
Getting images.
Yes.
I was like, what is he asking me? Of course we took pictures.
That's like, no, but I'm just saying that the pressure is on because for those that don't know, her husband is a descendant of the Getty family and from Getty Oil originally. But yes. Getty Images is probably the most well-known. If you look at any picture of any celebrity in any magazine, any publication, anywhere, if you look, it'll have been licensed from Getty Images. Because yeah. every paparazzi in that is known to man takes a picture and then sells it to them and then they license it out. It's a great business.
It is, isn't it? Like, even on, like, TV shows, like, I'm a huge fan of, like, Wendy Williams. It'll always say, like, Getty Images. And I always just pinch myself. I'm like, that's my last name. It's so weird. Yeah.
You are a Getty Image now.
I am a Getty Image. Yes, I love that, Howie.
Have we met before? I think we have.
You and I?
I think we have. Were you part of...
I think we did at, like, I think at, like, Ari's apartment, my
mother-in-law.
Well,
I've been to Ari's apartment, which is her mother-in-law. But I think, were you in the fashion show
yes.
August?
Yes, so, and I have a fitting at his place later today.
Okay, so August Getty is her brother-in-law, and August Getty has become... I've known them for a long time now because my daughter, Jackie, who is right here, is married to a young man... Alex.
And Alex.
And Alex's music partner is your mother-in-law's significant other. Is your
my
friend-in-law?
Boyfriend-in-law?
A boyfriend-in-law.
Boyfriend. No, that sounds like it's my boyfriend. Yeah, like father-in-law.
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 Yeah.
But close. You know yeah. that. You know that she got engaged on Ari's boat. Do you know
really?
That?
Really? Oh, my God, the Talita? I've never been on that boat, and I just die when I see photos. It just looks like the Titanic.
It was amazing, but can
well,
I tell you?
Don't call it the Titanic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't sink, but, like, the smoke
stacks,
like, it's,
yeah.
like, major.
So what is the name of the boat?
The Talita.
Talita?
Yeah, the Talita.
The Talita. You should look it up. It's a good name. So the Getty family owns this boat, and they were nice enough to...
I think they sold it. Didn't they?
At least Ari did.
Right.
She might have sold her part of it.
You're right.
But
you're
anyway,
right.
when Alex was going to ask my daughter for her hand in marriage, he called me to ask if that was okay, which was kind of an emotional, nice moment, and then said, but I want to do it special, so I've arranged a trip out to France... Ari is going to let us on the boat, and I'm going to fly her out, and I'm going to ask her on the boat. So that's
the boat.
Yeah.
The boat.
But here's the
kicker.
There
it is. There's the Titanic. You're right.
Yeah. Doesn't it look like
that? Titanic.
It's a Talitha.
It's like, how long is that? It's like,
size
it's the
does
boat
not
ever.
Matter. It really doesn't.
Doesn't it, though?
I don't know.
But here's the kicker. It was August's birthday when we got engaged. And so...
It was all about him.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to say that we got engaged.
I am dying. That is so him. Yeah, I can't wait to tell him that.
So this is to bring us around to what we're going to do is August, who's your husband's brother,
yes.
has become a very elite... clothes designer, making clothes. And he's
making couture, dresses, gowns, like beaded, crazy, like Met Gala stuff.
But everyone has worn it.
But I've seen J-Lo wear it, yep. Miley Cyrus wear it, and it's been on the cover of magazines and everything. It's absolutely huge. But as he was blasting off into this career, you invited me to, I'm talking to my daughter. My daughter invited me to his fashion show.
Yeah.
And they took over. This was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. They took over the whole back lot of Universal Studios.
And David LaChapelle.
David LaChapelle, who, you know, from Madonna fame, right? Mm-hmm. Where would he be known mostly from? He's a director. He's an artist. Look him up. You got to Google a lot.
Everything is over the top with him. Everything is elaborate. He did, like, the Kardashians Christmas card one year.
Yeah.
And everything, like, they looked like... completely transformed. Everything that he does is like beyond.
Oh, there's the August dresses.
Oh, this is his new collection, actually, Tinnitus. This is what I'm going to fit for.
Tinnitus?
Tinnitus. It's like, or tinnitus.
Isn't tinnitus something that you have to take pills for?
It's it's that ringing in your ear,
right.
I think the definition is.
Yeah.
Do you take pills for that?
Well,
can it be fixed?
I saw William Shatner talking about tinnitus. Oh, what is the ass out
tinnitus,
of that one?
Yeah, it's like a leather bodice, but like for the butt. I want to wear that one. I don't know if he's going to put me in that, but, like, I need that on my body.
Okay. All right.
Just envision it.
But I
got
to say that, so I know nothing about fashion, and you said, come to this fashion show. He's going to design his new line. It was, like, 2015. We go to Universal Studios. I've never seen anything like this in my life. He took over, like, the whole Western town. There were traditional...
Models. Yep.
But there were amputees
yep.
modeling dresses.
Yep.
There was a semi-truck, a big semi-truck weird people in
a lady with her boobs out. I remember
topless, but a 300-pound woman with her, and like it was just the craziest, over-the-top thing that is just embedded in my mind. But it's pretty amazing.
And it is right. Like this stuff. Like oh my god, I might need to wear that actually too. Everything that he makes, I'm like, I want to wear it.
But I see this stuff, and it's an amazing piece of art. And this is a kid that I saw at your wedding, and to think that there was somebody that I met that knows how to
create this shit.
Like, did he go to school for this?
I actually don't know. I'm going to say no.
He has been drawing. I remember he's been drawing stuff for ever.
Like, yeah, he's an amazing sketcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll just like whip something up really quick.
He does stuff
everything.
For Miley Cyrus.
Oh, this was him. This was him.
Yeah, this is
I
him at the Met.
I did not know that.
Who's that?
I don't know. Oh, Sarah Sampaio.
But I remember that dress. Oh, I saw that dress.
Yeah, it's stunning.
So you're going there today to do something?
I'm fitting his new collection for a show that he's having in June.
Hmm.
Yes. So I
guess. Do you know what you're wearing?
Today.
Do you know what you're wearing?
I don't, but it better be that on screen right now. It's so beautiful.
It is really pretty.
Yeah, it's stunning. And everything he makes is like really high quality, so it's all really heavy and you're just like snatched in it. He made me this dress one time for my premiere at Sundance called the $1 Million Dress. It was like all Swarovski and like gorgeous. I was like, I never want to take this off.
Oh, wait, you were at Sundance. You had a movie too.
Yes.
You had a movie at Sundance?
Yes. Well, it premiered at Sundance, yeah.
What was it?
It's called This Is Everything.
And?
It's a documentary basically like self-shot by me on like my life and basically my transition.
And it made it to Sundance?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What was that like?
It was major and like just so like pinch me moment. I just never thought that
would
be
well received?
My life. It was, yeah. There was like, I watched it for the first time because I gave up all of the creative rights to Barbara Koppel, the director.
Wow.
Are you familiar with her?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone kind of dies when I say Barbara Koppel. And I was
lucky. How did you come to her? Was she watching you on YouTube?
No, she actually, we met in like a meeting. I was looking for directors and we just clicked. She's just like super major and like feminine energy, just
because
female
power. You covered your transition on YouTube.
Yeah,
like
shot a bunch of stuff that I didn't put online because I just wasn't ready. And then I just basically had hours and hours and hours of footage. And I was like, I feel like this could, and it was very chronological. Like I just every single step. So like name change, you know, like surgeries I chose to get, interviews with my dad, just like breaking the news to friends and stuff like that, traveling, working. And I was like, I have so much footage. I feel like this could be a movie. So I told my manager and he just was like obsessed. So we just made it happen.
Are both your parents alive? I know you said your dad is.
My dad is. Yeah. My mom passed when I was 19.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were they accepting of everything, of the real you?
Well, I never got to tell my mom I was trans, actually, but she was always really obsessed with just like anything extra I did. It was never really a question. Like I would just come downstairs for dinner and just with the craziest makeup, just filmed a YouTube video and she would just be like, you look good. And it was
wonderful.
Really sweet.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. And your dad?
My dad, it took a little bit longer because we didn't have my mom around and I was transitioning. So it was pretty hard, you know, like we had to basically like transition together.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Sense.
No, it does.
Yeah, that's what my dad said to me. And I was like, I transitioned, you didn't transition. But then looking back, it really was a huge transition for
both. I commend you. You're a great spokesmodel.
Thank
for
you.
Just being authentic, for celebrating yourself. And you're just, I'm sure people tell you that all the time. We should do, you know what I'd want to do? And this is a bad segue.
Come on, pivot.
To a prank. I like doing pranks. I like doing like phone calls and that.
It's
and
been
we
a
were
while
since
I've done a prank. I'm like
really?
Itching. Yes, this is fun.
And we were talking before because I thought, you know, it'd be fun. You probably know a lot of people and you're probably connected to a lot of people. It'd be fun to prank somebody you know. And
should we prank August since we were just talking about him?
What
I
could
feel
we
like
prank?
He wouldn't think I was pranking him.
Okay, so he's expecting you this afternoon for a fitting?
No, his team is. He's in Miami. So okay. It might even be better because he's just in like a different mindset right now.
Okay, his team is expecting you?
Yes. What if we call him and like say that like I ruined a dress that he made me or something? like how in would a fire he, or something crazy.
So how would he react to that?
I don't know. He'll probably be mad at me.
Really? But you
know,
yell?
Yeah, he'll be like,
so,
are you kidding
so
me?
Anger is always the best. I like that as the best ingredient to prank. You
he'll
know,
be
I
like Gigi. That's what he'll say.
And
oh
I'm
my
the dry-
God! I forgot that I already set this up a little bit. Ew.
Oh, what did you do?
I said, okay, yeah. So you. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh my God, I'm going on Howie Mandel's podcast today and he wants me to bring the VMA dress, which is like, it's like a shimmy dress.
Yeah.
So maybe we can say that like I put it on and like got it like ruined. Like there was like food there or something.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm literally in the bathroom. I'm like losing my mind right now.
Or what if I asked if I wanted to try it on?
Yeah. Okay. That's cute.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Howie cut it up. He thought it was funny. And he like cut all of it up.
I ripped it.
You ripped it?
That's cute. He's going to be like, what the fuck?
Will he get mad? What would make him really mad?
I think that. He's going to be like, or I don't know. Will he care? He either will get mad and care, or he'll be like, that's your dress. I don't care.
Oh, because he gave it.
he gave it to me.
He gave it to you, the VMA dress.
What do we do? I think we should go with you try the dress on, mm-hmm. and then we're live recording, so like I didn't want to say anything and be rude, but you took scissors to it and thought it would be funny to cut it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just didn't say anything, but okay. I like want to let him know.
All right.
And I'll
so
be like,
who do
I'm
we
in
call?
The bathroom right now. I'm about to cry. Okay.
You could take it on. What?
Okay. So we all have the story straight, right? Or I'm the one speaking. I need this story.
You're speaking first and saying
and
that.
I'll help you out. So we're going to call.
Should
August.
I be like, oh my God, here he comes. And then you like.
Can you sound like you're upset?
I can try.
You got to act.
I know. Okay. Well, I'm like in a giggly mood now.
I smell streamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to get a streamy.
Oh,
but
we'll see how it goes. God. We'll see. You jump in, Dad.
Should I just say, oh my God, I'm gagging. Call me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh my God, this feels, I feel like deceptive.
Oh my God, I'm gagging, call me.
Oh my God, I'm gagging, call me.
If my wife sent me.
That's not Nat. You're saying that
to August.
August.
Oh my God, he's calling already. Okay, be sad.
My dress.
Pick up. I know. I'm oh my God, I'm scared. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh. My God, I'm freaking out. I have to tell you what just happened.
What?
Okay, so I just did Howie's podcast. I'm in the bathroom right now, and—
Is everyone okay?
No, I'm freaking out, and I feel like you're gonna hate me.
What happened?
So he tried, so remember how I said I was bringing the VMA dress?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was like, we're on the air, right? And everyone's like watching, it's like live, so I didn't wanna say anything. He's like, can I try the dress on? And I was like, yeah, it'll be cute. Like, it'll be whatever. I'm like taking pictures. All of a sudden he takes like scissors to it and he starts like chopping it up. Hello?
Hi.
Are you dying?
Is this a prank? Are you prank calling me?
Oh my God, no, I would never.
Say Bible.
I can't.
Oh my God, I hate you.
I knew you. Oh my God, I had a feeling he would know.
Say
he
never Bible. Him.
Are you
go
a Kardashian?
Yeah, right.
Oh my go God, okay, so that backfired.
Say Bible?
Say Bible. And I didn't want to say Bible because it's a lie.
But you don't even say, wow, say Bible. August, when did you become so religious?
I went to an all-boys Catholic school for 2 whole years.
Oh my God, I'm not a good pranker, guys.
Are you lying?
Sorry.
Did you really go for 2 whole years?
Yeah, say Bible.
Say Bible.
I won't.
I won't. He lied about his schooling. Hey, buddy, I got to tell you, I am so proud of you. I was just telling Gigi that the first time I got to see your work was in 2015, that David LaChapelle thing at the back of Universal, and I've just described it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in this business for 45 years. I've been on movie sets. I've been doing television shows. I've never seen a more well kind of indelible produced event than that, and it kind of, and every time I see your name attached to one of the dresses that are on television or movies or the Met Gala, I always call Jackie and go, we know him.
That's so cute.
Thank you.
No, I'm so proud of you. You are such an amazing artist. Wish you nothing but continued success. And I know you shared your birthday and my daughter's engagement at the same trip.
Oh my God, sure August, I died about that. They couldn't say that they were engaged because it was your birthday.
And then the fireworks went off, and I'm like, this better be for my birthday. Because I swear dying. To God.
Did you even say that about my granddaughter, their firstborn? This better be for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This better be all about me.
All right. Well, stay healthy, and congratulations. Continued success. That's August Getty. You gotta
love you, August.
Bye, guys. Love you too.
Bye. You hang up.
Dink.
So that worked.
No. Yeah. Wow. That was just so good. I'm seeing they want me to prank my assistant, but she's in surgery right now.
What a great way. So then she's in surgery.
Prank the doctor.
Wait, your assistant is in surgery? Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
She's getting a nose job.
She's getting a nose job. Let's call the office right now where she's having the surgery. Do you know the doctor?
No, actually. I probably should, though.
Let's call your assistant in the middle of nose surgery, and I'm going to call as somebody who had a second opinion. I'm another doctor.
Really?
Wait, yes. Is she in there now? This is my patient. Please, you stop what you're doing. You are going to ruin the canvas.
Okay.
Do you have the doctor's number?
I don't, no.
Oh, you don't know. And the assistant, does the assistant have an assistant?
Here, I'll call her right now.
Who, the assistant?
Yeah.
Oh, plug it in.
And just leave her a voicemail.
Well, let's see if she answers. She might answer. She might be out.
Oh, I was like, is it plugged in? I really need this cord for my podcast.
It's more than the cord. It's where the cord goes.
Oh, duh.
We can get you a cord. Wow, she's not.
So wait, are you going to be like the doctor?
I could be the doctor. Let's see her.
Do like a crazy accent.
What was I doing a minute ago?
Like crazier.
Oh, really?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'll leave a message.
Hello, this is Samin from the doctor's office. You had a procedure today. I don't know what the doctor told you, but if you can, every hour put moisture on your backside, on the anus. If you put moisture on your backside, don't breathe through your nose, keep breathing through the mouth. But I need you to keep your backside, your anus, wet until 2 days. And when you feel the nose, and I remove the car, but keep your anus wet. Is the key. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to call. Thank you.
She is gonna die.
But you'll call her. What I would love you to do is if she talks to you after, just be really serious with her and let her and record when you talk to her. Let her tell you about the calls. And they're telling me to keep my ass wet.
You'd be like, really? Oh my God. Oh my God, that was everything. I'm so excited.
Yet it was nothing. All at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. It was everything and nothing.
What else do I want to talk about? You can't talk about the projects that you have coming up.
No, except for my podcast. Like, I'm really excited. Like, I just, like, love talking to people and, like, connecting. And I feel like my podcast, I'm just excited to have it be, like, a little girl's, like, over cocktails, just learning, talking. And
is it just you or are you having other people on
it's
there?
It's me and my best friend from Canada, actually. He's my longest friend ever. Mm-hmm. And he still lives in Toronto.
Oh,
yeah, so it'll be cute little...
Is he prepared to do the podcast? And do you have a distributor and everything?
Yep, we have everything. It's just they're ready for June, so I'm just...
Can I call from the production company to do a voice check?
On Mimi? Oh, that's his name.
He's Mimi?
Uh-huh. Okay. Want to?
Should I do a voice check? Will he believe that?
He won't, because we've already done, like, all that stuff.
Oh, you've what done voice you checks? I never had a voice check.
We never had a voice check.
Well, we did like our trailer and everything. He's going to be like, who is this random person not from the team?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
All right.
So we
even if it
that.
Came from you and you were with someone that Tell wanted us- to talk to him?
No, he knows I'm here. I told him too.
What is-
I just told everyone, I guess.
What is... podcast with you?
Mimi is... He's like literally like the biggest computer person ever. So he's like a pro hacker.
Oh,
yes.
I'm going to say a word, and then you tell me Mimi or no Mimi. pipeline ransom.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. It was in the news. Do you remember that somebody hacked a pipeline, the oil pipeline that was going up the East Coast, and we paid a ransom?
No.
Maybe you ladies need to read the news sometime.
I read the news, not that, though.
What kind of news that. Do you
So you're saying he's a hacker?
Yeah.
But that's an illegal thing.
I guess so, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really talk about his work, but I know he's a hacker.
Can we get him on the phone? Let's talk to him. I want to know what he hacks.
Imagine he's not a hacker. He's going to be like, she doesn't even know who I am.
He's the biggest hacker in all of Canada. Wouldn't it be great if on my podcast we uncovered the secrets?
The secrets of hacking?
Mimi?
Hi.
Mimi?
Yes.
Are you peeing?
It does sound
like I'm getting water from my fridge. Oh my God.
You're pissing in your own fridge? It's Howie Mandel here.
I'm getting water from my fridge.
Okay, so Mimi, I was telling them that you're like a pro hacker.
You can't say that.
So it is illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal.
So I was asking if you had anything to do with the pipeline, the oil pipeline up the East Coast that they paid $4.5 million ransom to open that. Is that you?
Where is that? Is that in America or is that in Canada?
Both of you don't watch the news. You'd be perfect partners.
All of us. Yeah, you're the only one in the room that knows what's going on.
What?
Is it the Keystone Pipeline?
But Mimi, we won't give your last name unless that is your last. Is your first name me and the last name is me?
His name is.
No, don't.
Oh my God, sorry.
Don't.
Bleep it. Are you with Brian?
Don't say who he is. Are you really? That's your day job is hacking?
No, it's not. I don't think anybody's day job is hacking.
Oh, is this something you do at night then?
I can't really say.
That's a yes.
It really is. Oh my God.
Tell us about a fun hack that you don't mind talking about.
No, I can't. I'm just kidding around. I have no idea.
Liar.
Where this came from.
Mimi. Mimi.
I don't know is this, what you totally told illegal? Them.
You don't even know.
Hacking is absolutely illegal.
It doesn't matter. No, also, if you knowing how to hack is not illegal. And if you haven't hacked into a bank and loaded up your own bank account, saying that you're a hacker is not illegal. So what's the craziest? What's the craziest thing you've seen on the dark web?
Oh my gosh. Everything.
Oh my God. There's a movie
literally
about the dark web.
Awful things, but I mean, if we're going to talk about crazy things you've seen, I don't know, like snuff films, snuff movies where they kill people.
Oh my God, so scary.
But back in the day, remember 10 years ago, Gigi, that used to be on the normal internet.
Yes, was that rotten.com?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
Rotten.com, there was like beheading videos.
No,
people
we
getting
those.
Like so sick. Like I can't even bring myself to watch
that. Wait, where is it going?
What?
You know what? That's what I should retitle my podcast.
Where's this going?
Where's this going?
We tried to prank August. He knew I was pranking him. And then we tried to call Hill. And that didn't work.
Nothing's working.
Working. So we try.
Just the only thing that's working is this cord that Gigi is so enamored with.
So where's this going?
I don't know. But can't you talk a little bit about what you do?
Oh, no, I don't hack for a living at all. I work in IT like a lot of other people.
That's another word for hacking.
Also, you don't need to be.
It's code.
Is there anything else you want to plug?
No, podcast coming soon. I'm very fucking excited.
What's it called?
Very fucking excited.
The name isn't out yet, actually. Another thing I can't talk about.
I love, that you're here to promote nothing that you want to talk about. I love that. You are the most interesting guest we've ever had that doesn't want to tell us anything.
Yes. So where's this going?
I have a feeling you say that 4 or 5 times a day.
It's my new tagline for sure. So
where's this going?
Just like, let's get to the point. Where's this going?
We don't know what the point is. We don't know what the point is, but you are really a joy to have here. Oh, you really are. You have great energy.
Wait. Before she leaves though, I have one more question for you.
Yes.
So I don't know if Mimi needs to be on.
Mimi could stay. Mimi, are you busy?
Mimi, are you having fun?
No, I'm not at all. I just finished work.
Okay, perfect.
And now you've hydrated.
Work.
Yeah.
Oh, wink, wink.
He's not just a hack. He's the real deal.
He's the real deal. Okay, what's your question?
My question was, we've talked about this before on the podcast. I am trying to get my brother a date. This has been like an ongoing thing.
Okay.
He can't find a date. He can't find a girl. I want to know if you have any good advice for my brother to find a girl.
Where is he? Alex.
Because right now, I signed up for all these dating sites, and I am on there pretending to be.
Okay, so that's literally my advice. So my sister is the same way. She always complains. I know it's a pandemic and everything. Not everyone's out, but it's opening up. So I'm like, get on your dating app, swipe through people, get into it. But you have to not only be on the app, you have to make active plans. Like you need.
How old is your sister?
She is 31.
31.
Yes.
There's Alex. There's Alex. Gigi.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on my podcast. I'm just kidding.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I would say you have to just make it because my sister will download all these dating apps and then she just won't meet up with the guys. I'm like, so what is the point of being on it? You have to like test the waters.
Do you do that?
Yeah. Most matches I get, I never meet up with.
Right. And I feel like that's like a common thing.
And people, he's super picky and shallow.
I mean, that's good though. I like that.
Really?
That's admirable. Yeah.
I think
you can't just take whatever.
If you're trying to meet someone that you want to potentially spend the rest of your life with, you can't be like, oh, I'm just going to go for anyone.
Exactly. And that's a really fast way to weed out the nose.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I think. See?
Yeah.
This is easy.
All right. Never mind. You're not helping. I am saying he's doing it all wrong.
What's your advice to him then?
No, I guess the same thing, but not be as picky.
Just like, do it.
Just go. If someone's interested, why not just go for it? And you never know, you might have a connection.
Right. Oh my God, Mark is still on the phone.
Mimi, do you have any advice for my son?
My advice for any guy who's dating is just be really nice to girls, but don't expect anything. Just go be friends with girls and see what comes of it.
No, that's his problem already.
Don't lie.
I agree with that.
No.
He said, just be friends with girls and don't worry what comes. That's called the friend zone.
Yeah,
A lot of girls are friend zone.
Like, I feel like you just have to put yourself out there. Honestly, I feel like it's so cliche to say, but I found my husband when I was not looking for it at all. Not looking for love, not looking for anything. And then I was just like, oh my God, I'm fucking in love.
I feel like everyone around me is kind of trying more than I am.
Right.
I'm just having a good time.
I love it. Like, you're the star of your own movie, so you get to pick your co-lead.
Okay, but
does this movie have a happy ending?
Of course. It's your son.
That's good. That's,
I didn't mean it like that, Alex.
Yeah, is it a thriller, a horror, a comedy?
No, the happy ending.
Oh my God, right over my head. Hey. Blonde moment.
Right over your head is the missing of a money shot.
So, where's this going? Oh my God.
It just went.
All right.
That's it. We got advice. We got to plug a lot of secrets.
So many secrets.
We got to meet Mimi. We got to talk to Yu. We got to meet Gigi. Everything's really panning out. It really is. So we saw where it went. This has been a great podcast.
Moment in time.
It seems like a moment.
This is part one of the prank. Part two will be on my podcast. And it'll actually be
we'll
a prank.
We'll do it.
Like, actually.
We'll do it. Okay.
Mark will think of a good one, actually.
You keep them wanting more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on, guys.
All right. Well, this has been a great podcast. Go to click and subscribe and review and like, right? What do you tell people to do before we wrap up?
You tell them that you can find us anywhere on Spotify and Apple. Please subscribe. You can also go over to YouTube and subscribe. And don't forget to leave a comment.
I'll be down in the comments for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.